I've got Rachel from an organisation called Stronger Within on the line. Morning, Rachel.
Morning. Kia ora, how are you?
I'm great. Nice that you could talk to me. I just discovered this morning that there's a thing happening for girls. It's called Girls Time on Monday morning at 9:30 over at, is it at the Holiday Park? Is that the location?
Yes. Yeah. At the Holiday Park, the conference room there.
Yeah, okay. And it talks about, you're talking, all I've got like a paragraph here. A great way to teach our girls to confidently navigate life with a healthy social and emotional skill set. So that was enough to intrigue me. I wanted to find out what this was about. So can you give us a little bit of a rundown on what's going to be happening?
Okay, so it's a three-hour workshop, and in it we talk about what makes the girls special and unique. We do some activities around that and, you know, kind of bring that out. And then each one of them will fill out, you know, a worksheet about what makes them particularly special, and that's something they can take home and put on their wall, so when they've had a hard day, they can come back and look at that and go, someone at school said something mean about me. I can go, no, actually, that's not who I am. This is, you know, what's special about me. And then we talk about, then we go into activities around friendships and talking about positive friendships and negative friendship qualities.
Okay.
We talk about separating out the behaviour from the person, so you can still be friends with someone, but you don't have to put up with, you know, if they're not treating you very well, you can say, hey, I don't like that. And then we go on and we make friendship bracelets related to the qualities that the girls themselves identify that they have to give as a friendship, you know, friendship gems. And we talk about the butterfly effect and how their actions can influence the atmosphere around them, and that they can either make it more positive or they can make it a more negative experience for someone. So, yeah, just about, you know, friendships and that they can contribute to the world around them in a positive way.
Okay. And I'm curious to know what was your motivation for doing this? What did you see happening out there that you thought something like this needs to be done?
Well, I've worked with youth over two decades in, you know, New Zealand, London and LA, and my heart is to get these kind of skills taught to young people at a younger age, so that when they go through the teenage years, they've got a bit of resilience to fall back on, you know. And I just see that friendships are huge, and, you know, self-esteem is huge, for especially for kids that age, about just being confident in who they are. So when someone comes along and says, you're not a very good friend, you know, one of my experiences when I was that age is I got bullied and, you know, told that I couldn't make friends. And I remember 2 years later, you know, a huge group of girlfriends, which I'd moved on from in a different school, were like, you are an awesome friend, thank you so much. They gave me cards about it because we had an event. And I was just like, I can make friends. And for 2 years, I thought, I'm someone who can't make friends very well because one girl had told me that. So that's kind of where I see just building up the resilience, building up their self-esteem, so that hopefully when they get into the teenage years, they're a bit more confident to navigate those challenges.
Yeah, I think, these are things that are really easy for us to see as adults, and we might even look back on our own childhoods and realize that the kids that were frightening us or you know, made that one comment that affected us badly, we look back and realize that maybe they were the ones that had the issues and it wasn't us at all. But you don't see that as a child, do you?
No. And I mean, and one of the activities I do, which I love, and this is why I do it in a group, because it brings it out, is I get them all to stand on a line, and then I say, okay, step forward if you've got blue eyes, step forward if you've got a brother, you know, quite surface level things. And so they all step forward and they look around, and I'm like, step back, and then I do the next one, and then I get to the heavier ones, and I say, okay, step forward if someone's been mean to you at school. And of course most of them step forward because I've had that experience, and they all look around and it goes quiet, and step back, and then I'm like, step forward if you've ever been mean to someone at school. And then it goes really quiet, and then they all step forward and they look around, and I'm like, right, it's not always about you, sometimes it's about what's going on for that person. And, you know, and then obviously we build on those conversations and the activities. So yeah,
and it's for, I'm just checking here, it's for 9 to 11 year olds, is that right?
Yes, it's for 9 to 11-year-olds. I've got a whole lot of content, and obviously I'm going to hopefully come down. If this one goes well, I'd love to come and do some more workshops on emotions and managing negative thoughts. And I can do older age groups as well, but I try to keep each workshop for a smaller age group so that I can really tailor the activities to things that they like to do and keep them, you know, really well engaged. And the feedback I've had from doing them is the girls love it. I run a lot of them in Auckland, and I've just got wait lists. So still, even last night, I was getting emails from mums saying, can you let me know when the next one is on? So, yeah, it's really exciting to be able to bring it down to Raglan and, you know, input into the community down there.
I feel like this is, you know, we talk about schooling as preparation for adult life, but this stuff isn't happening. This stuff isn't happening, let's be blunt. It's not happening, really. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just think the schools do an amazing job, and they've got resources to a certain point. And you know, at school they do teach them a lot of amazing stuff. So my background is working in this area. So if I can add to that and take a little bit of the load off the responsibility on the teachers to teach all of this, you know, this is my skill set, this is my passion, I could talk for hours on it, you know, and if I can build up the communities and our young people, I've got three children myself, and so, you know, part of my heart with this is, well, you know, as they go through their teenage years, what are they going to be met with, what are they going to be told by their friends, you know, and if I can just even make a difference in one or two kids' lives, that, you know, they might say to my child, oh no, actually, you're an awesome person, don't believe what that person said. You know, then hey, that's one less thing I have to say as a parent.
Yeah, and I see that you do something for boys as well. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So I've got one for boys, which is the same content but slightly different activities. You know, boys. I actually ran one last week and they loved it. And it was up in Auckland, and so we do a little bit more games and interactive activities around the content. With the girls, there's a lot more discussions and the making the stuff. I mean, I do some of the activities for both of them. I have so many different activities that I try to keep it exciting for me as well.
My memory of being a boy was that there's a wide variety of boys. There are some who like to sit down and do crafts and some who can't possibly sit still.
No.
And it's and it can be challenging if you think you're not the right kind of boy, I guess.
Yeah. I had and all of the activities, all kids like them. And there's some that, even within each of the groups, there's some that are like, I love that activity, because they do a little feedback form so that I can improve.
Yeah.
And some of them are like, I absolutely loved that activity, it was amazing. And I always ask, what was your least favourite and why? You know, and then the next person will put, actually, I didn't really like that one, you know, the very thing that the other person said they loved, the other person said, oh, actually, maybe, you know, next time, don't do that one for as long. Or so it's a little bit about their personalities as well, what they like, but generally speaking, they love all of it. And you know, the feedback I've had from them is they love it, how it was so fun. I loved you know, the teacher, she was really kind and helpful. That's why some of the boys' comments last week were just so cute. So yeah, so overall the feedback has been amazing and they love it, and I'm always open to feedback about how I can make it more fun and engaging, but yeah.
Something I noticed about boys this generation, like I'm 51, so it's been a while since I was a boy, but they are more, well, I don't know, maybe it's just boys in Raglan, I'm not sure, I haven't done a sample of the rest of the country, but they're more comfortable not being macho and tough. Like, sometimes you'd see them, they have some, in fact, I see boys online with nail polish on, and and you've got kind of role models like, oh, who's that singer at the moment, Harry Styles.
Okay.
And things like that. And the boys don't seem quite as caught up in being tough. Do you think that's something, am I seeing that accurately, or, because you see more than I do.
Yeah, every young person I've worked with wants to know that they're valuable. And they want to know that they have got worth. And one of the things that I was watching again on social media the other night was a professor came out and he had a $20 note. And he held it up in front of the class and he said, how much is this worth? And they, of course, all said $20. And then he screwed it up and he unscrewed it and said, how much is this worth? And they said $20. And then he stomped on it and then he ripped it, you know, and asked the same question. And he said, this is like you, just because life throws challenges at you doesn't mean your value is any worth. So that's kind of my focus, is to make a really fun and engaging environment for kids to understand that they do have value and they can make a positive contribution to the, you know, world around them, even if it's just with one friend, even if it's, you know, go home and, you know, say to your mum, thanks, mum, for taking me to school every day, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's something in, and maybe it's like the boys' experience I had as a child, but there was... Mm-hmm. There was something different about if you actually be nice to someone. That was almost like it was a surprise for people, I think. And there's a kind of a power in that and I guess that sounds like kind of part of what you're teaching is that there's a power to being generous to people and nice to people and making their day better
and being kind. And I think the thing is was that especially like that activity I said about the standing on the line. At the end of the day, nobody likes it when someone's mean to them, regardless of why and regardless of why they can, you know, that happened. It's not a nice experience. So it's just, I feel, you know, if I can help teach them that, you know, you actually can make someone's day, then, you know, and give them a bit of vision for that, then I think that's only going to lift the tone of the environment around them.
Yeah. So for people who are interested, how do they hook up with this? It's happening Monday at 9:30, isn't it, over at the campground? Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. So they can go onto my website, which is strongerwithin.org, or they can follow me on Instagram at Brave Facilitator or Facebook, and that's Stronger Within as well. So, yep, they can book online. It's all set up to do that. Just click on the friendships one for the girls' time. And it'll just take them through.
Okay. And why did you figure you'd like to try this in Raglan? I'm kind of curious if you're up in Auckland.
Yes, we've lived in Raglan off and on for years. My husband grew up in Raglan. We have very strong ties to Raglan. Love the community, love the place. So, you know, obviously my kids are going to spend, we come down and visit family a lot. So, yeah, it's just it's a place that's very special to us.
Right,
so,
okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. You do what you love.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it certainly sounds like that's what you are doing, so that's very cool too.
Yeah.
Okay, Rachel, well, look, thank you for being available at such short notice this morning. Glad we could have a chat and find out a little bit about it. And I hope you have a good day on Monday.
Yeah, you too.